Since the state entered into a 5-year settlement agreement with the federal government, hundreds have been transferred out of state-run psychiatric hospitals and into the community. But about 268 Georgians with developmental disabilities remain in those facilities. Frank Berry heads the Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities. During a Carter Center forum, he spoke about why the state won't meet the June deadline.
Almost 2 years ago, I had to stop transitions because we were concerned about the quality of those transitions to the community.
During that time, several deaths occurred after those with developmental disabilities were placed into community settings. The state has since resumed transfers on a limited basis and developed a new transitioning process. Berry says the state is in discussions with the Department of Justice.
To what happens next? We don't know.
Berry says the state has made progress and can run its own system. He says the Department of Justice shouldn't retain oversight over Georgia forever. Michelle Wirth, WEBE News.